How do we solve America's healthcare crisis?
How do we solve America's healthcare crisis? Welcome to Stop Kidding Yourself. You know, this is the age of disinformation, and we've seen it, turn our politics into something grotesque. Well, it's doing the same with our public health. And advertising all along, is like Dr. McDougall says, people love to hear good news about bad habits. Oh, meat's good for you. Paleo is good for you. And this is disinformation. We are plant-eating hominids. The more whole plant foods we eat, the leaner and healthier and more vital we get. That's the baseline, bottom line truth of it. And anything on top of that are just rationales for to feed our tongue glutton. Oh, we love that juicy steak and that ice cream. But these are foods of death. If we eat healthy, we'll be healthy. As Dr. Goldhammer says, health comes from healthy living. So we solve America's health problems by getting healthy, by educating ourselves, adopting a whole food plant-based diet, and helping the farmers transition. People are going to throw the farmers off the land. No, they're growing our food just to do something else with the land. You don't have to run cattle on it. You don't have to run a dairy operation. Grow fruit trees, grow broccoli, grow hemp, pay them to have the forest come back. Pay these people, send them to night school, learn how to grow these vegetables, buy their equipment for them, buy their seeds for them, ensure their crops, send their kids to college. Make it easy for these people to transition. And I urge people, there is now an organization lobbying Congress to pass that legislation. It's called the Agricultural Fairness Alliance, AFA. Get on their website, support them, help the farmers and ranchers transition to truly health supporting crops that are gentle with the land and will support them as well. So how do we get America healthy, change what we're eating and change what we're growing, and everything gets better from there.
How do you fix gastrointestinal issues? Do some whole plant-based foods make gastrointestinal issues worse? You mentioned gluten. What about gluten? How do you make sure you don't get celiac disease?
Well, there's several issues in that question. Celiac disease is a specific reaction against gluten in people in that 2%, 3% of people who are violently reactive against gluten. I mean, it causes it rips up the lining of their intestine and causes all sorts of havoc. That's celiac disease. And these people should get it diagnosed. If you're in that situation, if every time you eat something with wheat in it, you're in the toilet for 2 hours afterwards, you got gluten, you probably got celiac disease. These people just need to avoid the gluten. But all the other issues that are implied in your question, everything from constipation to irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, colitis, all those bowel diseases, what to do about them? Well, I guess where I'm going to go with this. The answer is going to be a whole food plant-based diet. But seriously, I've never had a gorilla in the office saying, "Doc, I'm constipated. I don't know what to eat." Gorillas, as the researchers show us, they're eating leaves and fruit all day, and they pass 3-4 times a day. They pass these big, soft, bulky stools with no blood in, and they're not constipated, etc. And that's the truth of it. You eat a high fiber, eat a whole food plant-based diet with lots of fiber, you're going to be passing these large, soft, easy to move bowel movements once or twice a day. And they're easy for the colon wall to get a purchase on these stool masses so that a lot of high pressure doesn't build up in the colon, popping out these diverticuli, making the hemorrhoidal veins bulge. All that goes away with the proper diet. That's what the intestine is made to run on. And the inflammatory molecules that are in a fast food diet, when you think about it, the cooked animal protein, the vegetable oil, the French fries were fried in full of free radicals, the high fructose corn syrup, the phosphoric acid in the cola drinks, this chemical onslaught that tears up the gut wall and creates irritable bowel and colitis. On a whole food plant-based diet, if you're just eating rice and beans and greens and fruits, That's a very benign, bland, chemically bland stool mass. And as it moves through the intestine, it gives the message chemically to the intestinal wall, shh, calm down, everything's okay. And there's no reason that stool mass is going to cause bloody stools and an inflammation. So it comes down to eating that whole plant food diet is the way to have a healthy intestinal tract. And these diseases that the gastroenterologists, God bless them, make their careers on, most of them just go away. The colitis goes away, the constipation goes away, and people, pass these nice stools. Yeah, you're going to be eating carbohydrates, and the colon bacteria are going to ferment some of those carbohydrates into carbon dioxide and methane. You're going to be producing some intestinal gas. There's air in the salad and the broccoli, and so you're going to be swallowing air. And in between those two sources of intestinal gas, swallowed air and the CO2 and methane from fermentation of some starches, you're going to have some gas. And all mammals fart. We all do. And everybody passes gas. That's not a disease. That's no reason. Oh, I can't eat this diet. It gives me gas. Everyone's going to pass a little wind there. One of the nice things, though, if you don't mind me getting a little physiologic here, the thing about the flatus, the gas that people pass rectally, when people are eating the standard diet with meat in it, the colon bacteria turn that meat into very foul smelling gases, corpusine and putrescine, and they smell terrible. But rice and beans don't do that. And one thing people notice is, they may pass a lot of wind, but gee, my farts don't smell anymore, and my wife, though, my body odor's gone away. That's because those molecules aren't getting out into your skin oils. And so even though you may pass a wind, it's a pass an intestinal gas, it's so much less offensive all the way around. So don't let that be a sign that you can't eat the plant-based diet. You can, and all mammals fart is okay. So it's a badge of honor in a way. And that's not a disease. So yes, does it solve intestinal problems? It absolutely does. And you'll have a normal, healthy, functioning intestinal tract as a reward for eating the diet we were designed to run on.